People want treatment to affirm their reality. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, the University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. People want treatment to affirm their reality. And that's true. We have the Worldwide Healing Ministry here, and people call in for healing treatment every day. And people call in and they ask for healing treatment. They ask for awareness of their wholeness, awareness of their health, awareness of their right relationships, awareness of their abundance, and many thousands of other things. Well, we say it is done now. Whatever is the result that you would like to have, whatever is the solution that you would like to experience. But stop and think for a moment as we see this here. People want treatment to affirm their reality. And that's all too true. We want a treatment that affirms our reality. And this is why in the University of Healing we teach the idea that it is done now. Be yourself and have fun. You're number one. You're fantastic. How do we affirm our reality in that? Well, whenever we say, I am number one, we have to take a responsibility for our thought. And of course, responsibility for our thought is not to make sure the thoughts are good or bad or indifferent, but to make sure the thoughts are always saying what we want to experience, what we want to know about ourselves. We say, I am intelligent, I am intelligent, I am intelligent. I know the right thing to do in this circumstance. I listen within. God in me is the answer. I know that I know that I know. God in me is the answer. I know that I know that I know. You see, now, it's not a matter that we don't already know this, because truly we do. And it's not a matter that we want this to happen, because it has already happened. What we are doing is making ourselves aware that this is the truth. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. We are making ourselves aware of this truth that we are living in our ideal spirit, mind, and body. Now, the more we make this statement, the zillions of times that we make it, we are building in our consciousness our reality. Now, we have gone past the time of saying, I am a man, or I am a woman, or I am a business person, or I am a father or a mother. We're past that because we know that. We have that indelibly in our consciousness. There's just no doubt about it. I am a man. And so I don't have to affirm, I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man. However, we might affirm, I am a man, meaning I am a gentleman. I am a man, meaning I am a person who is responsible. I am a man, meaning that I am the creator of my world, and I am number one. You see, now, what is it that these words mean to us? What is it they mean to me? When I say the word, I am a man, what does it mean to me? When I say the word, I am whole and perfect, what does it mean to me? When I say that all is in divine order, what does that mean to me? When I say I like me, what does that mean to me? When I say I am peace, what does that mean to me? Well, this is what it is. We want to affirm our reality. Now, we affirm our reality by making these positive statements about ourselves. We may not have the evidence in front of us that these positive statements are true, but we know they're true. And the more we speak them, the more we put our attention on that. The more we look in the newspaper for happy, wonderful incidents, the more we find them. The big headlines talk about the negative things, and the little headlines often talk about the nice things. And so, rather than reading the big headlines, look for the little headlines. Look for the little stories. The little stories of kindness, the little stories of love, the little stories of philanthropy, the little story of generousness. Now, when the hurricane hit Texas and those areas in Louisiana and so forth, and many people came out to give offerings, give philanthropy, give help to the people who were having a distressing time there. The newspapers played it up big on their front page. They playing it up big. But you see, they were not really playing up big the philanthropy given by the people. They were playing up big the tragedy of the incident itself. And they kept reiterating the tragedy, reiterating the tragedy, reiterating the tragedy, instead of saying that here so many millions of dollars were given and these people are now in new homes and they're wonderful. But if they wanted to show the pictures of the people crying, the pictures of the people, because that helped get more money. People like to give money to people who are in a tragic situation. Well, the people will stay in a tragic situation. They will stay in remembrance of the loved ones who were lost in the experience. And the more you repeat these things to have us stay in that experience, the further away we are from our reality. Our reality is living in the now. Our reality is being in the now. Our reality is living in this situation right where we are, and we affirm its truth. We affirm its joy. We affirm its wonder. Now, why don't you live in Alaska? Why don't you live in Asia? Why don't you live in Europe? Why don't you live in any of the states across the United States? Why don't you live in South America or Africa or Asia or wherever? Why don't you live there? Because you don't choose to. Each one of us choose to live where we choose to live. Why is it that people keep going back to hurricane-torn areas when they know that hurricanes will come again? Well, they put themselves in harm's way, and then they say, oh, don't let the hurricane come, don't let the hurricane come. But yet they want the hurricane, because they put themselves in the hurricane path. They say, we are in the path of the hurricane. And so, therefore, they put themselves in that path. Now, what is it you want to do? Do you want to put yourself in the hurricane path? Then go right ahead. If you want to put yourself in a salubrious area that is most health-giving, and it is in Florida, or it's in Georgia, or wherever, South Carolina, wherever it may be, in Texas, or, you know, Louisiana, it doesn't matter what it is. Name that as a place of paradise, not as a place of hurricanes. Name that as a place of moderate weather, beautiful weather that is wonderful for the health, and not as a problem area. You see, people want treatment to affirm their reality. And so we give them treatment to affirm their reality. And we affirm their reality with the thoughts that all is in divine order. We are living here because it is a lovely place to live, not because it is a place where hurricanes come. We are living here because it is a beautiful place to be, not because of the terrible things that happen. Just think of all the people living in New York City. And then once in a blue moon, they have terrible weather, snowstorms that just come in absolutely unbelievable. But it's rare, and they survive it. They come through it, but because New York City is New York City. It is a place of magic, and people love to live there. And they live there not because of the terrible snowstorm once in a while, but because of the magic that it is all the time. And even the snowstorm added its little dimension of beingness to the city, and a little sparkle to it. But it was not a terrible thing. Everywhere, things are not a terrible thing. Oh, it's true, when the Twin Towers went down, that was a very tragic thing. But they're down. And they're done now. Bless those that despitefully use you. Love your enemy. Love these people who do things like that. Because if you hate them, you hate yourself. If you love them, you love yourself. And as we love them, and as we bless them, they no longer need to go about doing that task that was unkind for the world. But if we're going to hate them, we give continuance to that sort of attitude. People want treatment to affirm their reality. You and I want treatment to affirm our reality. Let's begin today by making treatment a positive, joyous fact of what it is that is our reality. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in a universe that is pure and beautiful and balanced and orderly. I live in a world where I feel magnificent. I am God, and I am good, and I am wonderful. Kind of fun to say, isn't it? Say these things and believe these things and watch the magic of them take place in your life. Know that I love you, I love you, I love you.